He had been on the run now for probably the last half hour or so. And again, this came, we heard about this from one of the law enforcement agencies down here. I believe it was Huntington Beach. And so it may have even started in Huntington Beach, went through Garden Grove, Anaheim, and now coming through Buena Park. Got two helicopters overhead, and again, a lot of highway patrol. And it looks like he's moving into the median there. He's looking, driving into the bushes. Unbelievable. It's an SUV. I guess it can take it. And now he's driving up, now doing a U-turn. It looks like he's going to be headed the wrong way on the 91 freeway. I don't know if that car can make that drive right there. It looks like he made it right through all of that ice plant or whatever that was there on the freeway. Tires smoking. He hits it again. He's not going to have anywhere to go, and he's hard on the brakes. There he stops, and he goes between cars there. Highway Patrol doesn't follow him. He's all the way now on the left side. We're off the freeway and onto Artesia. Look at him. He's just threading the needle in and out of traffic. Unbelievable. He made it through that maze of cars. Now he's really hitting the gas, northbound paralleling Crenshaw. They're going to try the pit. Here we go. Pit maneuver, and they hit him. He hits that sign. Let's see if that brings it to an end. It doesn't. He look at those tires smoking. They got an officer right in behind. They're going to pit him again. We'll see if he slows down enough. And it looks like there was a guy on a bike there that had to scare the daylights out of that guy on the bike. But we'll let you know here in just a second. And it looks like he crossed the median. He's in the wrong side of the road. And again, I think we're coming up on Crenshaw here. And if he does it, it's Western. Makes a right turn on Western. Left keeps going on Artesia now. And now he's going to have smooth sailing once again. But he's hard on the brakes. He's got nowhere to go. And they hit him right there. Then it hits another car. So now he's all across lanes of the 405 freeway. It looks like he hit another car. So that'll be another traffic accident that they'll have to investigate. But look at how he makes it through in and out of lanes of traffic. You can look at this. A lot of hard on the brakes here. And he's got cross traffic. Unbelievable. He makes it through. He's not going to make it through that. This is exactly what we're talking about. When I call this guy the luckiest driver ever, he's on the wrong side of Western. And he is making his way. He's got cross traffic up ahead. He's head to head with several cars that are making left turns. And it looks like now, oh no, he's in the middle of the road now, up on the Gore Point. Unbelievable. And it looks like he's going to go across the median again, four wheeling there. And he hit the tree. He hit the tree. This will be interesting to see what happens here. He's going to come out of the car, and it looks like he's going to try and make a run for it. And he does. Highway Patrol right behind him. And he is now running. It looks like his pants were falling down there just a little bit. He continues to run now northbound away from Madrid. There's a Highway Patrol officer in foot pursuit. Also, we can tell you that there is also the helicopter overhead. They have got, and it looked like he almost ran into that business. He's going to go around the corner of this building now, continues to run northbound, and his pants are falling down. We can tell you that the helicopter overhead calling in those ground units, they know exactly where he is. And he comes out, he keeps running. I would be out of steam by now, but he keeps going. Must be the adrenaline and the sheriff's department people, just the public trying to help. It looks like he's getting into a fight, and it looks like that's going to be an officer from an unknown agency. Almost fights this guy, but now Highway Patrol and another agency have ended this thing. They have tackled this guy. This was one of the most high-speed, dangerous pursuits we have ever seen. And it is amazing that he did not hit another vehicle during this chase. This is the end of the chase. The suspect, who has driven through miles and miles in several different communities this afternoon, is now in custody. And I would love to hear the story here as to why this guy felt like he had to drive that dangerously to get away from authorities.